It seems every day that we are more vulnerable to scams and people trying to rip us off or get into our private data. And with social media out there, with texting and emails, we are really exposing ourselves these days. And joining us now to talk a little bit more about this, Jackie Shapiro joins us, a nationally known analyst on money and credit. Jackie, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Good morning, JT. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. Glad to have you along. So there's a lot of scams out there on folks trying to get into your business. Oh, I can get you out of debt, and we can promise this and promise that. And it seems, I don't know how many you get every day, but my phone rings, and it's like, potential scam. And if I had a fleet of vehicles, I've probably gotten my warranties renewed, I know, 3,000 times at this point. It's so mad right now. But now they can come at us through our social media accounts. Is there not some regulation somewhere that says, look, you can't be bugging people like this all the time?
Right. So what we're really talking about is a new regulation under unlimited technical, but it's Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which hasn't had any true comprehensive regulation reform in over 40 years. And so this is the heart of the conversation. Right. So it was designed to actually give the consumers more rights, but at the same time, it has created these loopholes for the texting, the calling, the social media. And so really, I think the main thing here is understanding your consumer rights, how to protect yourself, and what you should do if these things are starting to take place.
All right, it's called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA. All right, so let's talk about that. If we are getting bombarded and it's just the wild, wild west with these debt collectors to do what basically ever they want, what can we do?
So the number one thing is you're getting that text message, that social media direct message, know that you can opt out of that communication. And that opt-out should be clear and conspicuous for the most simple person to be able to see, understand, and react to. So first and foremost, especially for our more vulnerable, the elderly, so if my mom or dad were to get this, I'd say opt out immediately. Do not talk to them, right? Now, you have other rights as well. So you can, if that debt collector calls you, somehow they get you on the phone and or you're getting bombarded, and you want the calls to stop, you can also issue that debt collector what we would call a verbal cease and desist. Now, I would highly recommend with my experience that you don't cut off the written communication because if something else is happening that's more serious, you want to know about it. But that verbal cease and desist, you can say, hey, only communicate to me in writing through the address you have on file.
Right. It seems we're always playing whack-a-mole with these people. You know, we say, stop this connection here, block this caller, tell them on the phone, don't call me anymore, and they're supposed to stop. But as you knock off two of them and take care of them and get them away from you, here comes four more.
That can happen. And especially, you know, over the last few years with the economics changing and so many people being out of work, this it's a real issue. It's a real concern. For a lot of Americans,
especially elderly folks. I mean, I've talked to so many that have said they sounded so real. I did let them do this, or I did give them this much money. I thought it was the power company. I thought it was my insurance company. They come in and look so real with their communication, or sound so real that, you know, the folks that are struggling with the, you know, a bit of confusion, or they're elderly, they're getting sucked in. I think there ought to be some real penalties for people that are taking advantage of folks like this. Is there any potential for Congress to legislate more severe activity for people that are involved in trying to do this?
Well, I think we're crossing into more of a criminal scam activity. And obviously there are laws in place for criminal activity. But again, to your point, it's very hard to catch these people. Because when they do come across that line and they do sound credible and they sound, you know, that they are legitimate, and some of those people are scaring the consumer.
Yeah.
You know, they're frightening them into taking action, which is wrong on so many levels.
Well, once again, if somebody contacts you and you sniff something that might be a bad idea, hang up, delete, and contact the organization that they pretend to be and see if there really is a problem. Don't give anybody any money that has called you for it. You could be opening yourself up for a lot of problems. All right, Jackie Shapiro, thank you so much. I appreciate you.